my younger brother worked in Alaba.
Okay.
He said that yesterday, because they even advised their chairman before the lockdown, the market yesterday, that this team we have, we will turn out to be, to there will be
who, a valid. Who advised the chairman?
He said the you know, they have union.
Yes.
Market.
Yes.
They have union market. They they advised the chairman that locking down the market yesterday will create a problem, because there will be too much crowd, but the chairman did not listen. That what actually happened, what the exactly what that guy told you.
Yeah.
You know, Nigeria, we don't trust this. We don't, we hardly trust our organization. That those guys, they tell that they were dropping some items that they will use.
Okay.
Then they were taking some back for another location.
Okay.
You know that they don't have many buses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one guy who came out and said that they don't want to register them, that they want to deny them this their voting right. The INEC guy were trying to explain. So the guy was still bent on, he was bending on to fight the INEC guy. That was why another man came out. He said that you people should not make trouble in this area. This is our community, because when the trouble started, it will involve everybody in the community.
Right.
That was how the fight broke out yesterday. What that guy told you this morning, when he was saying it, yes, it was exactly what happened yesterday, Sherry.
Okay.
Nobody will try to deny anybody anything. Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thank you, Friday, for calling me. Osi. Osi is in Lagos. Osi, hi.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you. Could you please turn off your radio, Osi?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the truth is that whenever some group of people want to do something, must they do it in exaggeration? Eh? It's not fair now. How can you close the whole market and let the whole crowd be going for just on APVC? You want the whole world to know that we want to register for something. Oh yeah, collect the everything you say now. Eh? Those guys, I don't really like what they did now. At least, if you want to do something, do it in a way that your enemy will not even know. Eh? Of the exaggeration.
Osi, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I just want to particularly focus on what happened. Like, what happened yesterday. We've heard three similar reports right now. If we have any contrary report, it'll be nice to hear. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yes. So, all I really want to say is that we should not be the reason for our own downfall. People should actually start understanding that this period will be really tense. That's, you know,
actually, yes.
But, we are looking towards a good cause. We should not be enemies to ourselves. We should be very, very careful. Because as a citizen looking towards a better future, looking towards, a better Nigeria,
right,
we need to cooperate. All this tribalism would only tear us. And the minute we have this discord among us, it is finished. So please, I want to appeal to everybody that let's take it a notch, lower. And be more accommodating to each other. We need to unify. We need to come together at this point in time. Else, we're just going to be doing the same thing and
over and over again.
So I just want to appeal to everybody. And this is Unoma calling from Akute. Thank you very much, Sherif, and well done.
Well said. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to speak with Stanley. Stanley is in Satellite Town, I think. Stanley, how are you? How are you today? Hi.
Hello.
Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherif Baba.
Eh?
I greet you, Baba.
I salute you, Yami.
Yeah, my brother, your voice loud.
I salute you, Baba.
Sherif, I beg, no vex, eh? This INEC of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
My own concern is, what is their story coming out of INEC? Not only in Naija Alaba, in Lekki.
I said it, yes.
Why is this thing coming out? Why is this news coming out? Fine, I was not in Alaba yesterday.
Yeah.
But why is this story coming out? People protesting, complaining the treatment they are getting from INEC.
It's not even in Lagos alone. In the news, you hear stories of INEC offices not open for people to come and register in Aba or Abia.
That is what we should find out.
Yeah.
Then secondly, why should INEC take registration center or whatever to a ballet house?
A ballet house? Where?
Yes, in Ablado.
Okay. In Abule Ado, okay.
Yes, in Abule Ado, they took the, what's it called? You know, this exercise now, maybe to go and register
the PVC,
to find
yes.
out if you're credible.
Yes.
They took it to the palace house of Abule Ado in Adesoba.
Hmm.
And this same issue is coming up whereby you go there, you speak to but they will answer you sharp, sharp. When is it, they will start telling you stories.
Start querying
you. Closing their shop, go to inside this, what's it called, right?
Yeah.
There are tests. If they're not getting what they want, they will be tests.
That's right. I agree.
Please, you guys should look into this and make your own investigations and let us know what the truth is all about.
Right. Right.
Stand, your voice louder. Have a nice day, Baba.
You'll be correct person. See, I hear your complaint, honestly, Stanley, and I'm not even going to overrule or anything. These things can be possible. They are likely to be possible. I will just implore INEC authorities to stop living far from what they are actually supposed to do. When we hear complaints like this, I'm sure that they are listening right now. When you hear complaints like this, it's only appropriate for you to jump on it and nip it in the bud and make sure that everybody gets registered. Find out if it's true, then act on it. It has to stop. It just has to stop. Don't sit in your offices and say, it's a lie. They're just doing it. I mean, you remember the issue of, let's not waste time any further because we don't have time. Madam Ify is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
You see, I don't know what is the big deal of collecting of voters' card. You cannot do registration and collection in a point. Why don't they go to where they register? Like me, in 2014, I registered at Ishaga bus stop.
Yeah.
When I wanted to collect my PVC, I went there and I was given. Why don't they use it, the same method? Collection, go to where you register.
Yeah.
If you run from Monday to Saturday, Monday to Saturday, this collection will be will be done easily.
Right.
Registration should take place in the offices. If you start doing these two things together there, of course, there'll be chaos.
There will be chaos, yes.
Yes,
there will be chaos.
Collection, go to where you register. You will pick your phone. And next staff will be there from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It will just let it be like, work heavy. Everything in Nigeria is bad.
It just has to be difficult. She's like, bad. But I get your point. Like, you can't have that kind of crowd in a single place, definitely. You can't, especially without no crowd control measures. It doesn't work that way. Let me speak with Kelvin very quickly now. Hi, Kelvin. Good morning to you, Kelvin.
Yes, sir. Narrowing it down to the Alaba issue yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw some clips and my major concern, because INEC itself, I don't know how they're organized. I think they're not well organized. There's a lot of disorganization within INEC itself. And it has got a lot of people confused. Even my own constituency here, they are renovating their office. And I had to, make sure that they have to inform people where people should come and get registered. You understand? They did not even do a complaint on it about all that. You know, it took some of us that are politically conscious to bring that to their knowledge before they now, started telling people where they can come and get registered.
Right.
But my concern is this. Let's stop this ethnic coloration in issues. These courts that we are suing, it will not take us anywhere.
No, it won't.
Nobody is stopping any nationality or any type from getting registered. Let's stop. I don't know what we're going for, but I've been saying this in years on national radio. People that like to bring ethnic coalition to any issue, they'll not bring any coalition to it. I want you to stand to gain in all that. If there's a discord now, there's a chaos now, do you know what you're going to spread to?
We all lose.
So let's stop all this. And Annette, please get your act right so that people can get registered. And if it's possible, open up the portals back. There's no need of closing it down. I'm saying there's no need. Even though I know that some of us are lukewarm and we can procrastinate every little thing.
Yeah.
So that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I remember when I went to go and pick up my own PVC, that was in 2018 or so, or thereabout, 2019, I think. It was a big field, and you have collection points like how many? I can't even count because it was so long, like so long. So you just go, you know that, you know, whatever, there's a number or something. You just trace a number and you just queue up there and you're called. You check your PVC and you collect it. That's it. That's just it. I mean, I didn't wait till, you know, you just have to do, you just do what you have to do when you have to do those things. Good morning to you.
Hello, Ms. Asher.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
You're welcome, madam.
From Sono.
Good to have you, madam.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. My own issue about all this registration thing is that INEC seems to be very disorganized.
Hmm.
I hear people complain about Alaba closing down the market. What is wrong in people begging their fellow citizens to go and register, and by making it possible, closing down market so that people will comply and go and get their PVC? I don't see anything wrong with that. I blame INEC in all of this. There's even no way you will have only one machine in a particular point or local government when you know that you have less than 3 weeks to close down this registration. I don't get it at all, because they are the ones causing all this problem. Then why shut down the online platform that would have eased this commotion all around town? The online thing would have continued. Then you have lesser people gathering in a particular place at a particular point in time. So I don't know why everything in Nigeria is just jaga-jaga. I registered since 2016 till date. I've not seen any card. I've not seen anything. People have their PVCs lying down in INEC office for the past 3-4 years, 8 years. And none. INEC has addresses, phone numbers of these people. No bulk SMS. No way at all to try to get to these people that own this PVC. So I don't understand. We are all jokers in this country, honestly speaking.
Thank you, madam, for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. I mean, you made some points, really. You made some point about INEC having contact of these people, and a lot still needs to be done. INEC themselves are complaining that millions and millions of PVCs yet to be collected by the registrants themselves, the electorates themselves. The point is, who should make the move? INEC or the electorate? Who? Dr. Nelson is here. Dr. Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
I've been listening to your show this morning.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah. Please, INEC needs to do better in all of this. Like one of your last callers said, I don't have a problem. I don't find any problem of people shutting down their shops to come and register. Okay, how will they cope with the pressure of people coming out to vote on election day? If they cannot take care of people coming out to register, and having one machine is not there. We always have, how much do INEC always budget for election? One machine is available.
It's highly inadequate. It's very, very inadequate. Highly inadequate.
Yes. You budget how much, one machine is not available. Tomorrow you will hear there's no network. This one. I think we need to do better. And 2023 is not a joke to INEC. When the citizens are ready, we are coming out to vote. So they should not just play games. Last election, that was how they postponed election. People were at the polling unit waiting to vote. At the middle of the night, they postponed the election. Who knows what they are planning to do in 2023? I think they need to sit back and re-strategize. They should open the portal.
Right.
Let people register from there.
Right.
They will me, I did my registration at Tiosa local government. I went there early in the morning by 9 a.m. Before 9:30, I was attended to.
You're done.
Because they work on schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should also do that.
Right.
Open the portal.
I agree with you, Doctor. I agree with you, Doctor. Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson, for calling. I appreciate it. I really do. I think a lot needs to be done in terms of organization, like many callers have said this morning. INEC needs to do better in terms of organization. And I'm going to be very frank. Having one functioning machine at that venue is highly, highly, grossly inadequate. But there is another side to that. Was INEC informed that the market will be closed so they can make available more machines that day? Think about that. It's time to go to break. Budget Half Hour is next at the bottom of the hour, 8:30. Stay here.